Hello. If you're listening to this, like, the day it's posted, happy Valentine's Day. I've been feeling like absolute crap. That's not the point of this. This is rather an attempt to do something, to post some fucking thing. I recorded an audio in two parts, a few days ago. However, there is a massive leak in my window, and you can hear the fucking leak in the first recorded part of the audio, which I don't know if it would bother an audience, but it really fucking irritates me to listen to, so I've kind of been ignoring, well, not ignoring, procrastinating on even trying to edit that, because I know it's going to irritate the hell out of me to edit that entire fucking thing, and that kind of makes me think, why even fucking post it? Hi, kitty. I'm talking to the microphone, not to the cat. I love you so much. Yeah? You sure? Come here, then. Come here, kitty. Okay. Do you want the lap or not? You confuse me, sir. Fine, fine. Go be a cat then. I love you. Do you want the window? Window? Get your window, dude. I mean, it's a rainy day. I don't know what there's to really look at outside the window right now, but okay, cat. Sorry about that. He thinks because I'm talking, I must be talking to him because there's nobody else in the room. And he's like, but mama, you making mouth noises. Those are you talking to me. You have to be talking to me. And no, I'm talking to the microphone. And he's like, what the fuck is a microphone? And also, can I eat it? Cats, what can you do? Okay, so today you are going to, if you want, take the BDSM test with me, which, full disclosure, I have taken before. However, it's not comprehensive enough to really give an accurate result, at least not without discussion during taking the fucking thing. So that's what we're here to do. Come along for the ride if you like, or, like, don't. Whatever. Ugh, allergies. And, yeah, you're probably going to be able to hear my allergies on the entirety of this, but, to be fair, I am allergic to everything, and it is the time of year where everything in particular is extra allergenic. So, sorry, not sorry, I can't do anything about it. Okie dokie, let's find out what kind of sexual deviant I am. I'm not a fucking robot. Guess what? I'm not a robot. Robot. Female. 26 to 30. Strictly heterosexual. Definitely not. Oh, we're going to go with bi slash pan, although that's not entirely accurate. Much more on the ace spectrum. However, I don't really give a shit about gender. I care about people. I am attracted to people. Gender's just a descriptor. Maximum accuracy. Fuck yeah. Show of questions. Ow. Oh, allergy sounds. I like to be dominated, especially in the bedroom. Mild agreement. I like receiving pain during sex slash BDSM and seeing the results of it afterwards. Moderate, yes. I prefer making the sexual decisions for my partner as this gives me more control. Mild, yes. I don't mind a little playful resistance from my partners. In the end, I'll win anyway. Mild, yes. I like forcing my partner into submission much more than them submitting spontaneously. Mild no. Oh, rather disagree. As it says on the hover. Gotcha. Feeling physically overpowered is one of the most liberating sexual feelings. Moderate disagree. Ow, wrist. I would like to have sex with multiple people at the same time. No. Just no. That would be a completely disagree, not a disagree. Okay, completely disagree. Well, moderate disagree. I don't know. The fantasy of a threesome is mildly appealing, but only in very specific circumstances, and oh, this is going to be nuanced and irritating. So if you do not enjoy nuance and irritation, you're probably not going to want to listen to this. I have zero interest in two women and a man. Two men and a woman, sure. Three women, hell yeah. So that's just going into moderate disagree. I enjoy it when people watch me being naked or having sex. I'm extremely self-conscious, so that's a no. Well, rather disagree. Not disagree. Moderate disagree, because I definitely do have an exhibitionist streak, however, still perpetually self-conscious and weird. Ideally, I could command my partner and they'd obey like a puppet no matter what I tell them to do. Abso-fucking-lutely not. I don't like... No. Do not like, do not want. I don't like making sexual decisions. I prefer my partner to make them for me. Fuck no! I love making my partners do really disgusting things purely for my own pleasure. No. Complete and utter disagreement. I'm willing to try anything once, even if I don't think I would like it. Rather agree, although not anything. Physically restricting my partner during sex/BDSM with clothes, attributes, rope chains, etc. is arousing. Abso-fucking-lute agreement. I like sending nude or sexual pictures/videos of myself to others. That's a contentious kind of thing. For me. In the rare safe context, well, there is no absolutely safe context, but in certain situations, between certain people, yes, but I'm very picky. And self-conscious, so that doesn't help. We're gonna go with mild agreement. Light green. I like to be totally helpless and at my partner's disposal, physically unable to resist what they do. Mild agreement. In part because chronic pain, I need to be able to fucking move to relieve the general ouch of existing. Fucking meat suit. Always ruining everything, goddamn. Also, like, trust. Massive roadblock there. Receiving care, being spoiled, etc. are some of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. Care, yes. Being spoiled, not so much. That shit makes me really fucking uncomfortable. Mild agreement. I have a thing for large age differences in sexual encounters or relationships. In the context of older? Yes. Older than me, I mean. I don't particularly have any, well, not don't particularly, I don't have any interest in anyone younger than me, and it's difficult to have any interest in anyone exactly in my age bracket either. So, yes. Hey, buddy. Enough window time? Come here, kitty. When it comes to sexual acts, my partner's discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it gives me more pleasure at no. Disagree. Once in a while, it can be amusing. However, I'm not really the kind of ruthless, callous dom. I don't do well with disregarding what a partner wants. I enjoy playing or acting like a pet animal. I mean, I can't say I wouldn't at least experiment with being a little cat or fox girl, but it wouldn't go too far. Mild, yes. Oh, cat wants out. Shut up, chair, you're irritating. Giving care, spoiling my partner is one of, etc., is one of the main things I'm looking for in a relationship. Wow, ADD, let's not skip words. I mean, yes. Moderate middle of the road, yes. Being treated with little or no respect during sex, BDSM, arouses me. No. Hard no. There is no reason why sex would have to happen in private spaces isolated from the outside world. Can we not think in absolutes? Because that tends not to fucking apply across the board. See, this entire fucking quiz lacks nuance, and that fucking frustrates me. I can't help but point out flaws in systems. Which is part of why I really, really, really enjoy taking quizzes, but at the same time it's really, 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 really fucking frustrating too, because I can see glaring, gaping flaws. And that's irritating. Back to the question, there is no reason why sex would, the word should be should, have to happen in private spaces isolated from the outside world. I am definitely an exhibitionist. However, are the people viewing consenting in this context? Fuzzy. You can probably hear shit happening in the kitchen. I'm sorry about that. I have thin walls, although my door is closed. It's not that there's no reason. There certainly are reasons. However, I'm a bit of an exhibitionist, and it seems like this... not it seems like. This test certainly lacks... Well, it's not a test. This quiz lacks nuance, which is irritating. See, just shifting the phrasing in this would help a hell of a lot. Mild disagree. I'll often put up a fight in bed, but that doesn't mean I want to win that fight at all. Moderate disagree. Once in a while, I'll put up a fucking fight, but that kind of shit tends to trigger not happy memories in me, and let's not go there. I find the romantic aspect in a relationship much more important than the sexual or kinky aspects. ¿Por qué no los dos? Motherfucker. Just can we not have both? Please. And if the answer is no, Ah, there is nothing to be had. Sadly for the other party. Mild agreement, however. I currently have a master slash mistress in my life. Unless I'm counting myself, that is a new. I would like to serve in a formal setting with explicit slave training, prescribed physical positions and rituals, etc. Fuck to the no. Especially with the prescribed physical positions part, this is not disability inclusive whatsoever. So, no. My ultimate goal in life is to please my partners, and there's hardly anything I wouldn't do to reach that goal. Mild disagreement. I have a need to constantly try new things. A sexual routine would never make me happy. Mild disagreement. I like new things, but it's more often experimentation doesn't really work out. Assuming I was single, I would like to join an existing couple or polygroup's relationship for sexual and or emotional purposes. No. Being physically restricted during sex slash BDSM is arousing. Very, very, very much. I enjoy feeling like a prey. Pathetic use of the English language. I enjoy feeling like prey hunted by a predator. Even that's not prey being hunted by a predator or a prey creature. Either way. Mild agreement. I don't have any sort of specific fetish or non-standard sexual turn-on. That's a hard no. Being part of a group of slaves that serves one master or mistress sounds like a life that would really suit me. Ha ha ha, fuck no. I would like to be completely tied up during sex slash BDSM. Mild agreement. Well, moderate agreement. That's not mild. I enjoy being kept as a pet in a cage, eating out of a bowl, being petted, caressed, etc. No. Hard no. I love seeing the fear in my partner's eyes when they know I'm going to inflict pain on them. Moderate disagreement. I like to be sexually degraded and humiliated by my partners sometimes. Hard fucking no. And see, this is something that gives a skewed result. They make no differentiation between your score is on the receiving end or the giving end in any particular category, so the statistic at the end is misleading. I will gladly leave everything behind, including my dreams across brain? Thanks, ADD. I'll gladly leave everything behind, including moving across the globe if I have to for the BDSM life of my dreams. No. Hard no. I enjoy playing a different age than what I technically am. Mild yes. I would like to be nothing but a 24/7 sex slave, i.e. not having any human interaction outside of sex and BDSM. No. Hard no. Treating my partner with little or no respect during sex slash BDSM arouses me. Not really, but I can. For the sake of pleasing the other person. Neutral. I like being forced into submission much more than submitting spontaneously. Mild yes. 45%. We're getting there. I need a drink. I would like it when my partner is completely tied up during sex slash BDSM. Abso-fucking-positively, yes. Not all the time, but... fun. I have plenty of sexual fantasies that I would like to try out more than most of my kinky peers. Mild, yes. Don't know. See, again, lacking nuance. Juxtaposing past experience with prospective experience is, well, it's more that there's plenty of shit I would like to try that I have yet to. Whereas someone more experienced probably already has. So, I mean, it's not exactly that it's more than, quote unquote, more than most of my kinky peers, because I wouldn't be surprised if everything rounded out to about the same. However, everyone starts somewhere. This the kind of shit's very difficult to factor into quiz making. Although, at the same time, I'm probably overthinking. I find it adorable when my partner acts or dresses childlike, or when they engage in childlike activities such as coloring in a coloring book or playing on a playground. Mild yes. Okay, cat. What, sweetie? You want me back in here? I told you I'm doing something. Yeah? What? Come here then. Oh God, I love you. You're so irritating. I could be sexually submissive now and be sexually dominant another time, either to the same or to another partner. Abso-fucking-lute agreement. Yes. Hi. Hi. Yes. Hi, kitty. I'm willing to pay for porn if it really suits my sexual interests. That requires having much of a drive for porn to begin with. Mild agreement. Mishnif? In an ideal relationship, my partner would see me as a mere object. Hat, heart, no. Abso-fucking-lute, no. Making my partner suffer for my pleasure is one of the best things in life. Heart no. Living with a group of slaves owned by and serving me would be my ultimate life goal. Hard no. It's no big deal when things I try turn out bad for me. It's part of the risk, and it's a necessary part of discovering what works and what doesn't. Hard yes. I am currently in a long-term relationship. Hard no. I have plenty of sexual fantasies which would at the very least be unethical to execute. I mean, there are ways to make them ethical. Moderate, yes. Hi, cat. I would like to provide my partners with explicit slave training. Nah, hard no. In questionnaires like these, I tend to go for the extreme answers rather than the middle answers. We're gonna say neutral just to be a contrarian little shithead. I enjoy keeping my partner as a pet, providing them with a cage and feeding them out of a bowl, petting, caressing them, etc. Neutral. I don't really care either way. If I could not fulfill all of my partner's sexual desires, I would encourage them to see other people to fill the gaps. Hard fucking no. I'll go a long way to make my appearance match my partner desires. Yeah, no. Hard no. Hi, cat. Honey. Ow. That was my wrist, you butt. You booger. You can't have both of my hands, I'm sorry. Too bad. You can't. I need my hands. I need one of them. I will pet you with one. You cannot have both. I often behave in animalistic ways during sex. Moderate yes, which is agree, not completely agree. I should probably follow the parameters that the quiz set, but where's the fun in that? in an ideal relationship, I should have no hard limits. My life should belong to my partner, and they should decide what is good for me. No. If part of my sexual desires are not fulfilled with my partner, I would want the other people to fill in the gaps. No. I enjoy feeling like a predator hunting its prey. Moderate, yes. I like it when my partner takes on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in the relationship. Mild, yes. Hey, kitty. I enjoy watching other people being naked or having sex. No. Visual does nothing for me. What, cat? Honey? Ow! Why? You are 14 pounds of fluff, muscle, concentrated farts. I love you so much. You are dead weight right now, though. I love you. You're a good kitty. You're a good boy. But you can't have both of my hands right now. I need at least one. Okay, come on. Get up. There. Thank you for the kiss. I'd like my partner... No, you can't have that arm. I need that arm. Too bad. Too fucking bad. To submit to me 24/7, and I'm willing to take the responsibility that comes with it. I'm too much of a switch for that shit. We're gonna go with mild disagreement, though. I don't mind being in the dominant position. I definitely enjoy both dominance and submission, however. I love you, cat. You're so irritating, but I love you. I like my partners to be completely in charge in the bedroom, ordering me around. Mild agreement. Well, we're gonna switch the former question to mild agreement as well. If I could make some money from selling porn clips of myself, I definitely would. I've thought about that, however. With the relentless slut-shaming in the world, I would rather... I would rather avoid going that route. Seeing as anything on the internet does not stay in cyberspace, I like having job prospects. Hey, kitty. So that's moderate no. It's not as simple as this quiz likes to make it seem. I know, I love you so much. Thank you for the kisses. I love you so much. You're the best kitty in the whole world. Yes. I love you. Okay, I hold you. Okay. There you go. You want to be cradled like an actual baby. You're so fucking strange, cat. I love you. I love you so much. You're very distracting. Being in fear of what my partner is going to do to me physically is arousing. Mild, yes. I feel the need to serve my partner and treat them with the highest respect, addressing them as a superior. I'm a little shit, so I don't... I mean... In a mocking, bratty kind of way? Sure! So I'm pretty sure that's a no. Moderate no, at least. I'm totally cool with my partner having sex with other people. No. Talking back to one's dominant in a teasingly disobeying way should be part of the sub's fun. Abso-fucking-lutely. When it comes to sexual acts, my own discomfort is pretty much irrelevant if it allows me to give my partner more pleasure. Absolute no. I'm in chronic pain. I don't want that to be made worse. I don't need physical pleasure from sex if my partner is enjoying it. That's all I need. At heart, no. I enjoy verbally degrading my partner or calling them humiliating names during sex/BDSM. Mild, yes. I can, if the other person particularly enjoys it. It's not much of a turn on, but kind of, a little bit, not really much, to be perfectly honest. But if the other person enjoys being degraded, oh, I can. And that is pleasure in itself. Sometimes watching people have sex is more fun than participating. Never. I like it when my partner plays or acts like a pet animal. Neutral, I don't have an opinion. I like to be completely in charge in the bedroom and order my partners around. Moderate. The idea of being tortured sexually is appealing. Yes. Having to do really disgusting things for my partner's pleasure sounds pretty arousing. New. Oh, and yes is absolutely agree, no is absolutely disagree, if you needed that clarification. I would be willing to leave everything I have behind to live the BDSM life of my dreams. No! That's some... naive, starry-eyed, 50 Shades bullshit, which, no. Trash films, trash books. Nah. Let's not glorify actual abuse. I like inflicting pain during sex BDSM and seeing the results of it. Bruises, scars, marks, bruises, makeup running by tears, etc. afterwards. Yes. I could not be always dominant or always submissive. I need both. Yes, absolutely yes. I like to dominate my partners, especially in the bedroom. Yeah. I like to sexually degrade and or humiliate my partners sometimes. Mild yes if they get off on it. I will naturally take on a nurturing and guiding, almost parental role in a relationship. Moderate yes. The idea of torturing someone sexually is appealing. Oh, yes. If my partner would enjoy using me as a urinal, I would happily let them. Rather disagree. Disagree. Remembering the past. However, it wasn't particularly enjoyable at the time. I simply like pleasing. I'd like to submit to my partner 24/7 and see serving them as my life's purpose. Ha! No. My partner having multiple partners while I'm monogamous, except for threesomes with the partner involved, sounds like a perfectly acceptable situation. Sounds like the opposite of an acceptable situation. I want my partner to serve me and address me as superior. Neutral, not particularly, but I also don't. Superiority, just no. I'm here for equanimity. I enjoy dressing or behaving like a child or engaging in child appropriate activities such as coloring in a coloring book or going to a playground. Mild yes. 97%, yay! I enjoy being verbally degraded or being called humiliating names during sex/BDSM. Absolutely disagree. I want to meet more like-minded kinky people and am willing to put effort into that. Neutral. Executive dysfunction, effort and motivation, tend to be lacking. Also, finding like-minded kinky people who actually understand the asexual spectrum. There aren't many. At least in my experience. If a new awesome kink or BDSM project was launched, I would like to be kept up to date. Neutral, I do not give the slightest of fucks. Fine. Indicate for each archetype how well it suits you. They're randomly selected. Don't overthink this. Master/mistress. Neutral. Rope bunny. Yes.
rigor.
Yes. Boy, girl, mild, yes. Experimentalist, medium, yes. Okie dokie, kitty. What you doing? 100% switch and rigor. 89% dominant, 86% masochist, 83% rope bunny, 80% daddy mommy, 79% brat and brat tamer, 78% sadist, 76% primal hunter. Haha, that made the Bjork song pop into my head. 76% age player, 69% owner and primal prey. 66% boy girl, 65% experimentalist, 64% degrader, 61% submissive. That's probably accurate, although I would think it would be a bit higher. 50% master mistress, 38% vanilla, 32% pet, 28% exhibitionist, 4% slave, 3% voyeur, 1% non-monogamist, 0% degrady. Well then, now we know. I know my results weren't this dominance heavy last time I took this fucker. Either way, nifty. The top five in particular, I can see those. I'm kind of surprised that Brat isn't up higher, to be perfectly honest. I would think Brat would be higher than Daddy, Mommy, but the lack of nuance skews results for goddamn sure, which is irritating. Anyhow, I was closing this out. I hope you've enjoyed, if you're listening to this the day I am posting it, and in a part of the world that's, like, relatively near my own. Happy Valentine's Day. If not, happy belated venereal disease day. I hope you've enjoyed taking this nuance lacking, somewhat linguistically deficient quiz. Feel free to reach out if you'd like. I'm actively trying to coax myself into being more active. I've used actively too many times in this. Certain circumstances have recently changed, and I am not entirely certain how to process them. However, finding some semblance of something that vaguely represents normalcy would be very, very nice. Social media has been a weird thing for me for a very, very, very long time, and unexpectedly that's changed. Breaking old patterns, however, particularly the self-isolating, hiding kind of patterns, is difficult. Turning off the fear response. Not easy. Anyhow, take care and stay safe, everybody.